This is the 2018 State House Podcast from South Dakota Public Broadcasting, brought to you in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, and Touchstone Energy Cooperatives. Here's Kara Hetland with today's top legislative news and peer.
The state wants to catch and prosecute any fraudulent gamblers and cheaters in Deadwood. A Senate committee passed several rule changes that apply to casinos in the Northern Hills City. Larry Eliason is executive secretary for the South Dakota Commission on Gaming. He says there's a gap in state law.
Well, I think it's bringing 21st justice into the 21st century. In the old days, the bad guys used horses and pistols to rob stagecoaches and get the strong box. Well, now the bad guys use computer hacking to access people's bank accounts and personal information to create phony credit cards.
Current statute prohibits using a fraudulent scheme or cheating device. However, Eliason says it's difficult to prosecute if devices or conduct used aren't defined. Testimony in favor of the change cited cases in Missouri where Russian hackers tapped into a particular model of slot machine. The House State Affairs Committee is passing a bill that seeks to clear up any confusion surrounding ballot measure questions. One critic of the bill says the change creates a system where a yes vote means no and vice versa for one particular ballot question. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Referred laws can be confusing. In essence, the constitutional provision allows the citizens of South Dakota to put a recently passed state law on pause and overturn the legislature and governor's vote. House Bill 1005 is meant to give direction to the Attorney General and how to word those questions. State Senator Jim Boland says the main goal of the bill is for neutral statements about referred law ballot questions.
That's always the part that's the most difficult, because the real question is, are you voting on the original bill or are you voting on the referral of that measure to the ballot? That's the question.
This bill says voters will vote on the referral. As it is currently, voters vote on the question. Corey Heidelberger of Aberdeen writes for the Dakota Free Press, a liberal blog focused on South Dakota issues. He successfully referred two laws the legislature passed during the last election. Heidelberger says voting yes to reject something or voting no to allow something is backwards.
It's an effort to get the wiggle room or potential for abuse out of initiative and referendum law. And while I appreciate that, the referendum provision is simply backwards. It's confusing, it's illogical, and it's a sneaky way for Republicans to keep people from referring the bad laws they keep foisting on us.
The proposed change to ballot question verbiage came out of a summer study committee that looked at the initiative and referendum process in South Dakota. Several bills aimed at that process are in the hopper this session. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
The State House Health and Human Services Committee added three words to an existing law that covers background checks for doctors. Margaret Hansen with the South Dakota Board of Medical and Osteopathic Examiners says the state is one of 22 in a compact that allows physician background checks to apply between those states.
And 13 of them have the authority to be a state of principal license, which means they can do the criminal background check. South Dakota is one of seven right now that is unable to do that. So this bill inserts the language or expedited licensure into the current language that would allow the Board of Medical and Osteopathic Examiners to do the background checks for our applicants who want to have South Dakota as a state of principal licensure.
House Bill 1019 passed without objection. The bill also declares an emergency. That means if the bill clears both houses of the legislature, it takes effect upon the governor's signature. The Senate Judiciary Committee wants more time to consider the Attorney General's bill that requires companies notify the state in case of a data breach where personal information is obtained. Attorney General Marty Jackley says South Dakota is the last state in the union to put into statute this requirement. He says the bill is necessary because state residents haven't been impacted by large-scale data breaches until now.
And obviously, when we look at what happened in Equifax, Target, there have been hundreds of thousands of South Dakotans that have lost their personal information, their financial security. And so what this bill does puts forth a very simple process that when there's a known breach, that they have to let the consumers know and let the Attorney General know if it's a large amount.
Last year, the consumer credit reporting company Equifax was hacked and some 143 million consumers' financial and personal information was released. Jack Lee says 275,000 of those were South Dakotans. The bill requires companies to notify the state within 60 days of a breach. Legislators want more time to consider other aspects of the bill, including the right for a private citizen to bring a lawsuit. Senate Judiciary plans to take up the bill again on Thursday. The State Senate Transportation Committee is advancing a bill to clarify language in commercial driver's license statutes. Officials with the State Driver's License Bureau wants to make it clear those applying for a CDL don't have to pay a fee every time they have business with the Licensing Bureau. DPS Counsel Jenna Howell says there has been some confusion as to whether state statutes allow commercial drivers to have the same rules as regular license holders.
It already provides that applicants are allowed to take the test three times within 6 months from the time they pay their fee with their initial application. There is nothing right now in the commercial statute, which is 32, or the chapter 3212A, that talks about that at all. There is in the commercial chapter a statute that says if the CDL chapter doesn't talk about it, then the general provisions of the regular licensing chapter apply. So that caused the confusion that thought, well, it's in the regular licensing chapter, so that also applies to CDL holders. But if you look at 3212.2, it says applicants under this chapter. So it's not really a general provision. It's limited to the non-CDL applicants.
The Transportation Committee sent Senate Bill 22 without comment or objection. Its next stop is the full Senate. The Oglala Sioux Tribal Council submitted a resolution to state lawmakers Thursday opposing the nomination of Don Kirkegaard to Secretary of Education. Council members say they're concerned about his connections to the Gear Up controversy. Wounded Knee District Representative Collins C.J. Clifford presented the resolution during the second unofficial meeting of the State Tribal Relations Committee in 24 hours. SDPB's Jackie Hendry reports.
Following Thursday's State of the Tribes address, members of the State Tribal Relations Committee met with a roomful of tribal representatives and other state lawmakers to discuss issues of importance to the tribes. It was an informal and unofficial meeting without official minutes. Committee members welcomed tribal representatives to present issues they believe the committee ought to address. One such issue was the ongoing Gear Up investigation. Tribal Council Representative C.J. Clifford of the Wounded Knee District passed copies of two tribal council resolutions to members of the committee. The first calls for the U.S. Attorney to investigate and prosecute all current and former state employees who in any way facilitated the misappropriation of federal funding meant to benefit tribal youth. In the second resolution, the tribe opposed the nomination of Don Kirkegaard as Secretary of Education, citing his role as a consultant to Dakota Education Consulting and his longstanding ties with others who were directly involved with the Gear Up controversy. Senator Stace Nelson of District 19 is a member of the State Tribal Relations Committee. He tweeted pictures of the resolutions during the meeting. He also referenced another unofficial meeting the previous night. At the end of the meeting, Senator Nelson expressed intention to draft a joint resolution on behalf of the committee based on the tribe's input.
I'll let the members know I will start working on drafting our resolution as we discussed last night, and I will use as the source material the information that was provided today as much as I can do in the editing and authoring process.
Senator Phil Jensen of District 33, who also sits on the Senate Education Committee, agreed to carry the resolution to be presented there. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry in Pierre.
A former South Dakota legislator named to the State Board of Pardons and Paroles has withdrawn from consideration after a past lobbyist accused him of sexual harassment. Gene Abdallah is a former U.S. Marshal and State Highway Patrol Superintendent. He said in a letter to Attorney General Marty Jackley that poor health prevents him from serving. Jackley appointed the 81-year-old Abdallah to the board last fall. Abdallah, in a letter, criticized the allegations as false attacks leveled for political gain.
You can keep up with the top legislative news every day by listening to the 2018 State House Podcast. For additional programming and news, listen to us online at sdpb.org. Be sure to download the free SD.net app on your mobile device for live committee meetings, floor sessions, and daily archives of the People's Business and Peer. Connect with us on social media by liking us on the SDPB News Facebook page and following at SDPB News on Twitter. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, and Touchstone Energy Cooperatives. This has been a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.